You know, Nick was on your show a couple of weeks ago, and he said he could see Line A doing a bridge deal. I think the most interesting thing about that is it really changes the dynamic for everything that Winnipeg is trying to do with their contracts. They like term. You know, Hellebuck got term. Wheeler got term. Byfuglien got term. Scheifele got term. Ehlers got term. Little got term. The only guy who said, no, I don't want that is Morrissey. And, you know, now if you're doing a bridge for Line A, one thing that Winnipeg has done this year is they haven't done a lot of business. Last I checked a week ago, they hadn't talked to Myers, who's an unrestricted free agent. They hadn't talked to Connor, who's a restricted free agent and is having a great year. And I think a lot of that was because they kind of have to see where Line A's number fits before they can do a lot of other stuff.
If they offered,
now, if you're talking about that for a bridge, it changes everything you're doing.
If they offered Line A 72 for 8, who balks at it? Does the team not do that, or does Line A go $9 million? No, like he wants to go Eichel. He wants to go above that. Who's an 8-year, $9 to $10 million deal worse for now? Based on, again, I don't think the Matthews is a comparable because it's a winger, but who's that worse for?
You know, I'm always careful saying this because, you know, Greg, we're going to say who's a $72 million deal worse for, and I'm going to say it's worse for this, and people are going to tweet at me. I wish I was treated so badly. Somebody offered me $72 million. You know, I think the player says no. If I, you know, look what's happening in Toronto. If Toronto signs Matthews to a $12.34 million deal in the summer or before the season, and it's 8 years, I know the number's high, but they get more term. Like, I always think for a player, if you're a player like Line, even when you're struggling, how often does the number go down? Like in 3 years, if Winnipeg's got him locked in at nine million a year for 8 seasons, are we going to look at that deal saying Winnipeg's got a steal, or are we looking at Line A probably left money on the table? I would say it's going to be more option A. I think if you're a team and you've got a player like that and you can lock them in, I think the chances are better that you're going to feel, boy, we're lucky we locked him in. Like, I think if you're Edmonton right now, you're probably looking at Connor McDavid and Austin Matthews, and you're saying, boy, you know, we probably are pretty happy that we locked him in for 8 years at that number.
Yes. Yeah.
So I think it's always better to lock a guy up early if you can.
Elliot, is there a chance the Jets maybe potentially grab a Mark Stone from Ottawa, a Matt Duchene from Ottawa? That there's rumors that they're interested in Stone. Do you see potentially them getting together on that sort of deal?
Yes, I definitely think it's a possibility. If Ottawa trades Mark Stone, I think Winnipeg is probably, well, I think you can make a real argument that they're the number one contender. I mean, there's a lot of things Winnipeg can do. They've got a lot of good prospects. You know, they did a rental last year with Paul Stastny. Not everybody likes to do rentals all the time, but I think when you have a chance to win and you got a hometown guy basically who you know would love to be there and could be a good part of your team, I think Winnipeg is very much in that. And they've got some great prospects. I mean, I definitely think the kinds of guys they'd be asking for are guys like Roslovic, Sammy Niku, who's the American Hockey League Defenseman of the Year. And, you know, Pierre Dorion and two of his lieutenants, Peter McTavish and Jim Clark, were at that game last night. And Manitoba plays tonight. And Ottawa, as you guys mentioned, tomorrow. They're staying the whole weekend. Mm-hmm. And there's another guy, Vesalainen, who was their first-round pick a year ago. He's overseas. I'm sure that Ottawa's seen him. Like, I'm not sure how eager Winnipeg would be to give up any of those guys. But they're one of the few teams in the league that could give up one of them and say, you know, that hurt, but it doesn't kill us.
Elliot, real quick, too, what's the latest on Bobrovsky and Panarin?
You know, Bobrovsky, again, he controls it, right? And he hasn't been too eager to help. So unless, you know, he decides he's willing to go somewhere, he's not going anywhere. Panarin, you know, I mentioned earlier this week, I saw the four main players for a rental being Winnipeg, Islanders, Nashville, and Calgary. Somebody said to me yesterday, do not count out Dallas. And they got destroyed last night by Tampa. But if they put some guys on injured reserve, as I think they're going to for the year, I wouldn't be surprised if they're looking at this too.